the Prentice Altum Heating and Air Coach's Corner from Cedar Bucket Restaurant on WGNS, FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450, and GoPrimeTimeSports.com.
John Dinkins back with you from the Cedar Bucket Restaurant here off Las Casas Highway. Prentice Awesome Heating and Air Coach's Corner. And I'm a little late coming back from break. I'm trying to answer harassing text from Dennis Weaver, who picked Eagleville last week. And I'm still living that down. Coach, I told you I had to confess I picked against you. And I've been hearing it all week. I've got relatives from Eagleville. I've got friends from Eagleville, and they've really just given me a hard time. But I did point out to them statistically, when I pick you guys to lose on that show, you win every time.
Well, two things. First of all, like I said, I wish it was that easy. And then secondly, please continue to pick against
you're
us.
Not bitter.
No,
you're not bitter.
Not at all.
It's well, you had a great win, and you are the you're David that slays Goliath when it comes to 3A and upper echelons of district football.
Well, I certainly wouldn't go that far. this wasn't a biblical win by any stretch, but it was a big win for us. And our kids played hard, and I'm proud of them.
It was kind of a strange game if you look at stats, and you can just throw stats out of here. I mean, really, in terms of some of it, because if you look at it, you go, well, you had what, four first downs or something like that, but the overall yardage was good. A little misleading, I think, about the fact that you had some sacks and some things and lost yardage, but I think overall you had to be pretty pleased with both sides of the ball.
Well, I normally don't pay a lot of attention to the final stat sheet other than the final score. But last night, it's kind of misleading there. We probably lost on two bad punts. We probably lost 60 yards on those two combined. And then we did mishandle one shotgun snap, which cost us about 20. So there's 80 to 100 yards right there that got taken off our total offense. And we didn't pick up a lot of first downs. We picked them up when we needed to. And, I couldn't be more proud of a football team than I was for our guys last night.
Well, you had to be moving the football because and of course the other team had turnovers and mistakes as well that you capitalized on. But an odd game, led the whole way, basically, going into the last 4 minutes, and then adversity took place, and teams could collapse under that kind of deal.
You know, it was they're a big, strong football team and a good football team, and we kind of held them in check for most of the game. We knew it was just a matter of time. They were going to get something going at some point, and they were able to get a nice little drive there and late in the game and score. And our long snapper at this particular time is a guy that would probably played over 100 snaps at that particular time, and he is a great football player, and he was wore out, had a bad snap, and they got the ball on the five and scored a couple plays later with about 2 minutes to go in the game. And at that point we had a decision to make. Were we going to be happy with just playing hard and playing tough and competing with a 3A school, or we going to go try to win it? And they kicked off to us, and we put together a great return. Andrew Jernigan returned it up to about midfield, and our two-minute offense worked, much better than I ever expected. And we were able to drive down and score with about 20 seconds and send it to overtime.
And you go into overtime, and it's a really hot night, humid. You've been out there, and of course, you guys in 1A, it's a little more difficult in terms of looking down the depth chart and picking up and playing a lot of people. In that overtime, did you kind of go, oh man, here we go? I mean, we're
actually
exhausted, or
actually, I was tickled
at that point.
I was tickled to get it there, considering everything that kind of unfolded there at the end of the game. And the only time I got maybe just a teeny bit of concern there was when they had already scored to go up 21-14, and we had it third and nine from the nine. We'd run two plays, picked up 1 yard, and just ran a little outside zone play with the quarterback on third down. Offensive line did a nice job, and then Nathan, who I just can't say enough good things about, Nathan Jernigan, just wheeled himself into the end zone, and we're able to tie it up, go to another one.
There are pivotal plays, Coach, in a season. Would that be one? You know, that
oh,
make
certainly.
Or break your season.
You know, I can think of, you know, when I think back on last year, I can think of one play that kind of propelled us to compete in every game. And last night, you could probably find. A lot of plays that people wouldn't think. People would say maybe that play that Nathan made there where he had a nice little hole there, but he finished it himself, you know. But if you go back and look, the opening kickoff of the second half, they set up a wall to their sideline. It's very nicely done. The guy hits it, and he breaks free. And we had three guys that chased him down. When it would have been, you know, it'd been very easy to give up. One of the guys came from across the field. And they chased him down, attacked him on about the 10, and they don't score. You know, there's plays like that that you got to have. Not giving up and finishing the play. And there's no quitting our guys. And if there would have been on that particular play last night, we would have gotten beat. You know, people don't see that.
Coach Steve Carson's our guest here on the Prentice Awesome Heating and Air Coach's Corner, Eagleville Eagle head coach. And is that a game that 3 years ago you lose? I mean, I don't want to put you on the spot, but
no,
I mean,
I would
mentality,
you know,
different?
Probably, I would say that probably it'd been tougher for us to win, you know. It's a our kids have you know, I say the same thing every week. It sounds like a broken record here, but you know, they've bought into the fact that competing and playing with great effort every snap doesn't guarantee you that you're going to win, but they understand that when you do that, you give yourself an opportunity to. And because when you don't do that, you have no chance.
It's a mental aspect of the game that you've kind of instilled in them to know that if you play hard, good things are going to happen. 9 times out of 10,
well,
good things
you
will
know,
happen.
It's, you know, they should, but
they don't always.
What that does is that gives you the chance for good things to happen. Because if you don't play, if we don't play with that great effort, we have no chance. By doing so, we give ourselves a chance. And so.
Well, offensively, we did mention Nathan and just playing lights out. I think over 100 yards, I think 140-something yards, I think 148 yards on 15 carries. Had a 63-yard run, a 33-yard run. There were a lot of other contributors. Offensive line had to chip in there with that. And what question marks that you had going into the season that you appeared somewhat maybe answered a little bit, or you at least found some things to work on, and some things that you really still aren't pleased with that you want to work on a little more?
Well, you know, we're you know, I figured we played with great effort, and we did, so I was pleased with that. We're still not maybe quite as consistent up front as we would like to be. I think we did some good things there last night, but again, there's just some inconsistency there we got to work on. We obviously have to work on our kickoff team. We gave a big return last night that could have cost us. So there's we have more than enough to work on through this week.
Keep you busy anyway.
Yeah.
Let's talk a little bit about the quarterback, the two quarterbacks doing well. And both of them did a good job last night for you.
DJ started for us, and he played up until our two-minute drill. And DJ did a nice job. He operated our offense and got us in and out of the huddle quick. We had one delay game. That was my fault. I was late getting it in. It wasn't his. So he did a nice job. Of just running our offense, controlling the huddle, you know, and
that's a case where you want him, if you can cut down mistakes, move the offense, run the offense like you want it. That's really all you're asking, isn't it?
Yeah, you know, he did that, and he had the opportunity last night to hit a couple of passes that kind of came out of his hand a little weak, but you know, for a kid that has. That's never played quarterback before up until, you know, 3-4 weeks ago. I was extremely pleased with the way, not the way he handled, you know, the way he handled the game physically and mentally as well.
And then, of course, Nathan came in and throwing the ball all over the place in 2 minutes. And I think you felt a little even surprised that the two-minute drill is what I'm hearing from you is that how successful it was and how well it worked.
It was, they just, they. They operated it you know, far better than I thought they would last night. And, you know, Nathan's probably a little better passer. And so we work on our two-minute drill. It's with Nathan as a quarterback. That wasn't something we decided to go to last night. You know, we've practiced that if we ever got in that situation. And, you know, Nathan put the ball where it needed to go. Receivers made catches. And that's just the way you want it to work.
You've got McEwen next week, and I know you haven't had any time to think about them preparing for the first week, so I guess that's what happens on Monday.
Yeah, well, the defensive coaches are breaking down the film as we speak. I got to watch I met him early this morning. McEwen's a long way. Halfway there's you can't get there from Eagle, you know. And so I got to watch about two plays before I came here this morning, and they look to be you know, a typical McEwen team as far as they get after you, got a good scheme, and play hard.
As you go, I know you're a big believer in taking one game at a time. It's important for them not to get too high over this win and get concentrated on the next opponent. That's sometimes you have to work with that and deal with that some.
Well, we'll have to deal with that Monday. I want the team to be happy. I want them to celebrate. I want them to be there's a lot to be proud of in this win. And but when we watch the film on Monday, we've got plenty of mistakes to show them. And you know, all I got to do is remind them is, you know, last year we lost a heartbreaker to Ezell Harding the first game. Our next opponent was 4A Page, who had just beaten David Lipscomb the week before. And to quote, you know, Page's coach, who is a fine man, you know, after our game, his quote in the paper was, "We went from the biggest win in school history, followed by the worst loss in school history." And and he's probably right, you know. And I got to make sure that not that this win was the biggest win in our school history. It was a big win for us, but now we got to concentrate on the next one.
Coach Steve Carson, our guest, and Coach, we appreciate you coming out as always. Big win last night. Regardless, got to get back to work this week, and good luck with McEwen. And if I pick you this week, you're gonna have to work extra hard. You want me to call you and let you know whether?
No,
whether,
I don't want to know.
Okay,
that's, you know.
You've got somebody you want to say hi to somebody this morning. You want to tell them who's fixing to get on the mic here?
Yeah, my daughter wanted to give a big shout out this morning. I'll let her do it right now.
All right, you ready?
Hi, Mommy. Hi, Ben.
Well, that's all pretty right. Good.
She got a radio voice?
I'm thinking, really, she could probably be the co-host of this program without any problem.
Well, don't tell her that, because she'll be here next week expecting to do it.
Coach Steve Carson, the Eagle Eagles. As always, just really appreciate him coming and sharing game talk with us every week here on the Prentice Awesome Heating and Air Coach's Corner. We're going to wrap it up in just a minute with Coach Stanton Stevens from the Laverne Wolverines. Big winners over Antioch last night, 31-0. And Brian Baird will be talking to him as we continue with the Prentice Awesome Heating and Air Coach's Corner from the Cedar Bucket Restaurant right here off Las Casas Pike.